So welcome everyone to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this podcast is for women who want to walk closely with God, strengthen their relationship, or just start summing up with God that they've never had before. Now, you're going to hear from me and a few special guest speakers that I've invited from a couple of times that you're going to hear on this show. And they share tips, and I do too, on what gives a real sense of strength and closeness and a real deep walk from the heart with God, you know? So I really hope you enjoy this podcast, and I'd love to hear your thoughts at the end. Enjoy the podcast. Okay, this episode is going to be a little bit different. I just wanted to shout out one of my sisters in the faith, Karina Diaz. And she celebrates 10 years being baptized as a true Christian. And I asked her a couple of questions, and I wanted to share with you the answers. So here we go. The first question is, I asked Karina, why did you choose to become a Christian? She said she chose to become a Christian because Jesus died for her. He suffered on the cross for her sins. And because of that, she can now have a purpose and be part of his amazing kingdom and have a worldwide family. And she talks about a pearl like what Matthew 13, 45 talks about, where it says, in Matthew 13, verse 45, it says this, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. So she refers her walk, her relationship with God, as finding that true treasured pearl. She'd been looking for it for amazing. She found it and it was of great value to her. She went away, sold everything, and she's like such a great example. She's like a woman who'll go anywhere, do anything for the Lord Jesus. She'll be on this mission team, that mission team, any mission team, and she's out there in the mission field serving, trying to help women have a true relationship with God, study the Bible with women, and make women into true Christians using the Word of God, not just thoughts and feelings and a great razzmatazz bit of music, but really using God's Word to really give heart transformation. So that was the first question I asked. The second question I asked my friend Karina was, what keeps you faithful? Because there's no point starting a relationship with God, right? And you get baptized and you say you're going to follow him to the end and then you don't stay faithful. Because it's not good for even for your own mental thoughts and health, right? Because you're like, oh, I'm the quitter girl, you know? So I asked Karina, what keeps you faithful? And she said, without God, it's not worthy, you know? So you got to think of your life. What is your purpose? Who are you living for? What are you living for? What do you do each day? And Karina has just simply said, without God, it's not worthy. Life is not worthy without God. You may have a bit of fun here and there, but sometimes you can feel like, been to this club, been to that party, been to this place, that place, and it just doesn't hit the spot. It's because you ain't got God in the right place in your life where he desires, longs, urges to be, yeah? A third question I asked my friend Karina was, who's one of your favourite characters in the Bible and why? And she said one of her favourite characters in the Bible is Ruth, because she gave up everything and worked hard, and she's an amazing example of love and loyalty. And I'm not even surprised that Ruth is my friend Karina's favourite Bible character, because she is an example of a Ruth. She'll give up everything. She works hard. She's an amazing example of love and loyalty. And you know, I'm trying to remember, like, I think I met her through another sister. And we've just been friends ever since. And we're not in the same country. We're not even in the same time zone. We're not in the same church ministry. We don't have the same friends. But me and her are friends. And even though I don't see her every year, we stay in contact. Whether it's once, I might message her on Facebook. I might see it's her birthday or whatever. And we just stay in contact. And it's like we've never not spoken. We always have so much things to catch up, and we've got similar things kind of going after. And she's just a great friend. And when she says Ruth, an example of love and loyalty, so is my friend Karina. And as well, I wanted to talk about Extra as well. What is your favorite book in the Bible and why? Okay. So Karina said one of her favorite books in the Bible is Psalms. She said it's a book that helps her to connect with God and how she's feeling. And I would really say 110%. If you're a woman that has a lot of hashtag feels, go to the Psalms. You can really help understand your feelings and emotions from a biblical format to see what God is trying to say and teach you through your feelings. Because David was a guy, he had bare hashtag feels. but he still used those feelings in prayers, asked God questions, went through them with God. He didn't just sit there in his hashtag feels, oh, I feel sad, I feel down, I feel depressed. He would ask God, Lord, you know, you are my strength. He'd ask God questions. So when you've got loads of hashtag feels, acknowledge them, write them down, journal them, and speak to God about them, you know. And you'll see in the Psalms, how many of them, David always went to God with his feelings. So, and if you're someone who needs to feel a bit more, you probably do need to spend a bit more time in the Psalms. You can kind of connect a bit more with how David was feeling, how David was thinking. So you can have a bit more of a connection with God, and make sure your emotions, your feelings are in line with God's word, you know. And then the other question I asked Karina was, name one thing God is teaching you or taught you recently. And she said to me that one of the things that God is teaching her right now is to have faith, even if she doesn't see anything. And the scriptures is helping her in this time of life. Is that she gave me this one, Job 42:2. Says, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. So I just love that even in times when you might be praying for stuff, we all be praying for stuff, do you know what I'm saying? And I love that Karina still turns to the Bible and says, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. And she still goes to the Bible to get strength from God, to really trust God. Even when, because sometimes you can be praying for stuff, praying for a new job, a husband, kids, a new move, whatever it is. And nothing, inverted commas, nothing is happening. But you don't even know what God is doing in the background. Imagine you're like on a theater, on a stage, and God is working in the back, working in the backstage, doing things, making things happen. So I really want to encourage you, have the heart like my friend Karina, who's had a true relationship with God for the last 10 years. I think it's been 10 years. Yeah, 10 years that since she's had a true relationship with God. She's been baptized, so she knows what her purpose is, why she gets up, who she's living for. Studying out the Bible with women daily to help them have a true relationship with God. Like now you might have grown up in a Christian household, etc. But you know there's something where there's a little gap. Let me and my friends help you with that gap. Go through the scriptures with you, study out the Bible, help you get that click in your relationship with God. I've been there. We've all been there. We're like, I read the Bible, I pray, but I'm just missing something. You know, it might be that there's a bit in your relationship with God that just isn't quite biblically correct, and God wants to click it and connect it right back into place, you know? So if you're a woman who you really want to know more about God, you want to have a true relationship with God, you want to have a purpose, then please contact me and let's set up a Bible study. Be like Karina, a girl who changed her life around for the last 10 years, serving God, loving God, being loyal, being an example. Do you know what I'm saying? So if you're a woman that you want to change, you want to like, you know, there's something different that you need to do with your life, then make that call today. Contact me on Instagram or whatever platform you're on. Read through the post notes below. You'll see my contact details. And let's set up a Bible study so you can truly have that lover of your soul like you've never ever had before, just by reading out God's love letter from his heart straight to yours. So DM me the word Bible so we can organize a, I don't know, like a love letter review session between you and God. So what did you think of the podcast? Did you enjoy it? What did you think? What touched you? And please feel free to let me know. And of course, I'd really love to hear more from you. And please like, comment and subscribe after this podcast. It really helps me to know what to prepare in the upcoming podcast so I can have things that really help your heart and mind get closer to God. And I wanted to ask, like, if you want to pray or study the Bible, please email me at lydiasladies@yahoo.com. And have a great and amazing day.